This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. We're talking about generators, transfer switches, and something that you probably should learn about, but probably never do. And I'm being very, very serious. What we're talking about is very dangerous. And I'm going to say that only in an extreme emergency should you ever consider doing this if you've studied it before and if you know exactly how this works. Would I say that you should even remotely consider doing this? But for the most part, I'm going to say never do this. But you should know how it all works. Kyle?
Absolutely, Vince. I'll put an exclamation point on that. If this is what we are explaining here is absolutely life and death only. It will kill you, or it will kill somebody else if you do it wrong. Electricity is nothing to play with, and that's where knowledge is so incredibly, and I cannot emphasize that enough, knowledge of knowing what you're doing. I mean really knowing it. Or get somebody that is an electrician that really knows what he's doing to do this. Because I'm not kidding, it will get you killed. If you, for an example here, if you put two male ends on an extension cord that you're even thinking about plugging into your house, and you have your generator running, and you plug that in, the other end of that extension cord is hot, and you have those little legs at the other male legs on the end of that extension cord are hot. That means they're electrified. You touch them, and if you're grounded correctly, they will kill you. The other thing to know is that if you plug that into your house, everything on one side of your panel is going to try to be hot. And if you have, as an example, say a 2,000 watt generator, and you plug that in, and there are heaters, or there are anything that generates heat is going to take 240 volts. Well, you're only supplying 120. So you've got to know your panel and what breakers to turn off and what breakers are to turn on and what's the very limited amount of power that you're dealing with. Because 2,000 watts divided by 120, right, because that's 120 volts is what you're supplying, you go into that and it's about 14 amps. Now that's maximum load. So you want 70% of that consistently. So 70% of 14 amps is about 11. So that's the most amount of power you could pull off of a 2,000 watt generator continuously. You've got to know your panel. You've got to know what you're doing. Otherwise, you're going to burn your generator up, and then it's not going to do you any good for anything.
Here's another comment, Kyle.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's another comment. So if you have 100, your house is probably 240 volts, which is called split phase. So if you were to hook up your generator with two male plugs on an extension cord, and you have a device like a heat pump that runs on 240 volts, you're only going to be applying current to half of that heat pump motor. You're probably going to burn it up. Okay?
Yep.
So, and so what's that going to cost? I don't know, $2,000, $3,000? So, you know, to get a new compressor? Evacuate the system, they'll probably say, well, it's 8 years old, 10 years old, need a new one anyway. So, you know, you really don't want to do this. But if you want to know how this works, you can get the Black & Decker. I've got one right here. I keep one in the studio. It's called the Black & Decker Complete Guide to Home Wiring. Like $5. Used on eBay. And Arjun bought one. And he's learning how to do electricity. He's learning how to, you know, replace receptacles, etc. Never done it before. And it's all in the book. Lots of pictures. And it will teach you what not to do, what you can do. Kyle, I wanted to share something with you. Smoke was coming out of my ears last night. I was reading this story about the plagiarist. He was taking a ride in a General Motors electric truck called a Hummer electric pickup truck. And he said, quote, I think it's quote, this sucker is something else, end quote. I think that's what the president said. So we've got a guy who uses verbiage like that. What the heck does that mean? Does that make me, let me get off the political soapbox. I have no respect for him and the way he uses words as well. But he took this thing for a ride. So I did a little bit of research about this electric pickup truck. I think electric vehicles are going to destroy the American power grid. I think that with more and more of these Musk-mobiles and electric vehicles, people think they're green, they are going to use so much current that you won't be able to see where you're going at night because you won't have electricity to turn on your LED lamp or bulb. I'm exaggerating, but let me give you an example. So during the top of the hour break, I ran out and I read how much current our system is generating. Now, we have an off-grid, on-grid, hybrid power generation system, solar array, just solar, no wind, no water turbine, no wind turbine, just solar panels. Our system absolutely maxes out. The most current it can provide is 6,800 watts. We can run our farm on 6,800 watts, and we do. Currently, I'm broadcasting. I just checked how much current I'm using right now at the farm. So our son is working in the automotive shop. He's got a vehicle on the up in the air. He's working underneath it. He's got the fluorescent lights on in the shop. I'm in the studio. I've got three computers running doing this broadcast. 2,500 watts. That's what we're using right now. Now, we can supply up to 6,800. So I'm using roughly a third of our capacity. Now, when the well pump kicks in, you know, it'll go up another couple, 2,000 more watts. Okay? But it's still below the maximum capacity, 6,800 watts. All right. General Motors is boasting that they have a quick charger for this electric car. Kyle, hold on to your hat. 350 kilowatts. This charger will use 350 kilowatts. I'm using right now 2,500 kilowatts. So 350 kilowatts is 350,000 watts to charge this electric truck. 350,000 for the quick charge mode of this truck. That's 140 times what I'm currently using to run the entire farm. So when your moron neighbor buys one of these things for over $100,000 and he wants a quick charge because he is important and he's in a hurry, and he takes that much current, 140 times what I'm currently using right now to do the broadcast, run the farm, take care of the cows, heat and all that stuff. No heat pump. Heat pump's not included in this. That's what these vehicles can use. That I mean, demand that kind of current. It takes an enormous amount of energy to move a vehicle. Enormous. That's why they use gasoline and diesel. Kyle, any comments? Do you think what I'm saying is reasonably correct, that we're going to destroy the grid with these stupid electric vehicles?
Oh, absolutely, Vince. They're even, the electric company in this area is actually starting to charge. They have peak hour charge for people that come home at the end of the day after 5 o'clock and plug these electric vehicles in, because the demand is so great on the grid after 5 o'clock that they charge a much higher rate just for those people. That's the reason they're doing it, is to try to discourage that so that people will put their timers on or something, or just go out there and plug their car in after 10 o'clock to charge their car. I think this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life, because people don't realize that you're working yourself into such a position that as an example, folks, you can store gasoline, you can store diesel, you can store propane. How are you going to store to prepare for anything that could arise? How are you going to be able to store that much power? You would wind up needing a service on your house that's probably a 400-amp service, just in one 200-amp breaker, just to run the charger off of that on that electric vehicle, that GM vehicle that Vince was just talking about. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Our grid is antiquated as it is. This is the stupidest. It's like making, I can't even hardly take it, Vince. I agree with you so much. You can't even, I hate these things.
But let me just share this with you, class. So when I was growing up in the 1960s, my parents decided to build a new house, and they put in, you know, the latest electric breaker panel. And that breaker panel was 125 amps. I know, I worked on that panel. It's 125 amps. But it's called a 100-amp panel. That's what it's called, a 100-amp service. Well, I looked up what is the average service panel, what is the average breaker panel size in the United States of America today. It's 100 amps. That is not large enough to charge this electric vehicle at, you know, the quick charge rate. It can't do it. You need more than that. Over, well, as Kyle said, you need a huge breaker panel. You really do. Now, what is the typical largest size that a new large house would have? My understanding, Kyle, it's about a 200-amp service. Sometimes they're doubled up into 400-amp. But typically, 200 amps is huge. Is that correct?
Yeah, 200 amps is the... Actually, 200 amps is becoming the norm around here. And 400 amps is becoming more and more common constantly. My neighbor that I just helped out wire stuff up, his service is set up with a 400-amp panel, and he's just got a normal-sized home, Vince. I couldn't believe he had a 400-amp panel in there, but he did.
Yeah, and when Laclede Electric was wiring or bringing underground service to our house, I had a choice between underground and overhead power poles. If I dug the ditch and paid for it and paid for the conduit, they'd put it underground. I said, that's what we want to do. And so we have 400-amp service as of 16 years ago. How much do we use? Nothing close to that. We can run our whole house on 68.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, my blood boils when I think about this, and my blood's been boiling for a while now. Here's what I'm saying. I was thinking about diesel fuel. Diesel fuel is way up. It's going to cost us about between $1,500 and $2,000 more because the price of diesel has gone up. It's going to run the farm, you know, to run the equipment, to maintain the farm, etc. Everything has gone up. Because people have voted for this moron. They support this moron. Now, let me put this in perspective where it's going to impact you. Well, you know that your gasoline has gone up. It's almost doubled, right? You know that. So you have less in your paycheck if you're fortunate enough to have a job. Because you're spending more on gasoline. Okay. So your neighbor who wants to be environmentally conscious decides he's going to get an electric vehicle, and so do a few more of your neighbors. They get these electric vehicles and they wash them and they leave them in the driveway so you can all admire how stupid your neighbors are. Then what happens is a little bit down the road, you get a notice from your utility company saying that they're upgrading the power distribution system because of the electric vehicles, and that your rate for electricity is going to go up in order to pay for that. And they're going to build a new power plant that's going to generate more emissions, or they're going to build a nuclear plant, which Bill Gates says he wants to do. and that produces hazardous waste, which is toxic for forever, and no one knows what to do with the waste. So your stupid neighbor, by increasing the electricity consumption to drive his Tesla or Musk mobile or General Motors Hummer pickup truck or whatever it may be that's powered by electricity, is going to cause your electric bill to go up and the cost per kilowatt to go up, so that they can have this environmentally friendly vehicle that they can show off. It's beyond idiotic. There is no substitute that we know of right here, right now, for diesel fuel for a big truck. There is no substitute. Because an electric vehicle takes so much current to charge it, and it takes so long to charge it. Literally to charge one of Musk's mobiles would take 3 days of maximum current that our solar system could provide. So if we said, okay, we sit at the kitchen table and say, all right, guys and gal, we're not going to have electricity for anything else. No computers. We're going to shut the broadcast down for 3 days. We're not going to have any water. We're not going to have any refrigeration. We're not going to have any lights. And the cows are going to have to figure out how to drink water from someplace else. It would take all of the current that we could generate if we had magnificently sunny days for three in a row to charge one Muskmobile to go 200 miles. That's reality. No one's talking about that. And when people talk about their electric vehicles, the only thing I can think of is those people are dangerous and they're ignorant. And they're costing me money. Kyle?
Oh, you're so right, Ben. Folks, think about this. Can you remember when California and even some of these other states in the summertime are saying, we're going to have rolling brownouts. We need you to not run your air conditioners right now. We need to, because we're the grid is overloaded. Okay, think about that. And then, just like Ben said, if this new Hummer takes 350 kilowatts at 240 volts, I just did a little mental math in my head. That's over 1,400 amps. 1,400 amps. Obviously, it can't take all of that at one time. But even if it took another, if it took 50, it's just, that's insane, folks. That's insane to do this. The grid can't handle it.
That is 1,400 amps is 14 average households maximum current. Maximum current draw of the average house, 14 houses to charge one of these Hummers at the fast charge rate.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The North American Leaders Summit will take place in Washington today. President Biden hosts Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the President of Mexico. It's been announced our president will not be taking any questions from the media. The jury in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial are deliberating Thursday. On Wednesday, the defense again called for a mistrial because of prosecutors' misconduct. The claim is prosecutors withheld video evidence until after the defense rested their case. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but did say he was frightened by the media's biased coverage of the trial. Here's one racist example I found on MSNBC and their host, Joy Reid.
There's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears.
Be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Fox Nation Patriot Awards took place last night in Hollywood, Florida, honoring a young patriot, 8th grader Charlotte Bevan.
I'm proud to be living in America because we have freedom. We stand proud that the founders of our country have created a strong foundation for the generations to come. I have always been proud to be American and continue the legacy that was left behind by those that created our Declaration of Independence.
As the Biden administration continues to push their massive social spending bill, some Democrat lawmakers want to tap the brakes on it, as America is suffering from record inflation right now.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin indicated that he doesn't agree with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plan to pass President Biden's $1.75 trillion climate and social spending bill into law by Christmas. Manchin saying he has a lot of concerns with the legislation as it currently stands, as do his constituents.
I think my voters in West Virginia, but I don't speak for the whole country, my voters a lot differently, but they're very much concerned. Inflation has hit them extremely hard. I hear it when I go to the grocery store or if I go to the gas station. They say, are you as mad as I am? And I says, absolutely.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The John Deere farm equipment manufacturing strike has come to an end. UAW union members approved the latest contract offer last night. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Flash day.
God,
you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, anyone who believes what this plagiarist is saying is an idiot. I know it's strong language, but it's appropriate. This guy has no idea the damage he's doing to this country, or he's doing it on purpose. He's either... don't believe anything that comes from these guys. And Kyle's numbers are exactly right. The 1400 amps, that's exactly right. I did the calculation last night. It's the same number I came up with. The calculation is that this charger on full charge, to charge this electric Humvee pickup truck, will use the maximum current that 14 houses would use, 14 average houses in the United States of America, to charge this one greedy mobile. And that's what this thing is. It's over $100,000 for an electric pickup truck. And it can't do the work of a diesel-powered pickup truck. Because a diesel, you can fill it up in 10 minutes and go on. Ours, we can fill up in 10 minutes and go on another almost 700 miles. And what they don't talk about with these electric vehicles, nobody talks about this, is the battery pack is like the floor of the electric vehicle. So it's shaped to fit the dimensions of the floor. It's not like you raise the hood and there it is. There's a 12-volt battery to start your car and run the, you know, run the lights and the heating system and all that kind of stuff. Radio. It's not like that. This thing is 900 pounds for a typical average electric vehicle. Not this truck. This truck's way bigger than that. An average vehicle, 900 pounds. It is so complicated to change out the battery, which might last 5 to 7 years, that the dealers can't even do it. The dealers that sell the vehicles from the manufacturer rely on outside companies to dismantle the vehicle, to take out the battery pack, and then take this thing out with a forklift and then stack them in a warehouse because nobody knows what to do with these electric dead batteries. Which is why the Finelli Farm does not use a lithium ion battery. We use a nickel iron battery, which should last hundreds of years if we take care of it properly. Maybe longer. All you do is change the electrolyte. But, you know, there's something called externalization. That's when a company does something really bad, really toxic, really dangerous, and they dump it on other individuals to pay for it. Like dump toxic waste. And then, it's so big we can't clean it up, so the government cleans it up. And who pays for that? Well, we do. It's called externalization. That's what's going to happen with these battery banks for these electric vehicles. There's no answer. There is no good answer for what to do with the battery banks. And it makes me crazy. You know, Kyle, we have forgotten to teach science in school. We've forgotten it. We don't teach science. We teach how to be a homo today and how to be straight tomorrow and then go back to being a homo the next day. That's the kind of stuff we teach in schools. Class, you need to get your children out of the public training camp before they get confused. We have an instructor in California, and her daughter is so confused she doesn't know if she's a boy or a girl. She thinks she's a boy. We know this gal. You've heard her on the radio here. I'm really frustrated.
You know, Ben, I want to give people an example of how you're being led down the primrose path. At the top of the hour news, they were touting, if you caught this, they were touting that unemployment applications were down 1,000 over last week to only 268,000 a week. Think about that, folks, how this is being manipulated and you're being led and we're not even, they're trying to put it in a positive spin to protect this communist. I can't believe the people in this country haven't risen up and overthrown him already. I really haven't. Our founding fathers must be spinning like tops in their grave. Because we're going, think about this. Vince just told you that it's just going to cost him another, $1,500 in fuel cost at today's prices to run his farm. Okay, so let's talk about externalization. What's he going to have to do? He has got to sell. That means his hay is going to cost more if he has to buy any. That means any extra salt supplements for his cattle is going to cost more. That means the repairs on all of his farm equipment is going to cost more, which means that all of the beef is going to cost you more to buy. And if you can't buy it, you starve. This country is being starved into submission, slowly, like the frog in the boiling water. And people are just sitting here letting it happen. Our gutless military is not willing to stand up to this guy. Like the guys that just raided, the ATF agents that raided the guy that runs Project Veritas's house. Those ATF agents, they're nothing but a bunch of Gestapo. They're nothing but SS troops. They've sold their soul to the devil. And that's where most of these people in this country are. And the other group have been dumbed down to accept electric vehicles and think it's the greatest thing. It's the stupidest thing, and we're sitting here allowing it because we've just been raised in a septic tank, and all we know is floaters that they have provided. I can't even hardly stand this, Vince. I agree with you. People have been dumbed down so bad that we're just, and we're so tolerant. I hate that word, by the way, of allowing things and thinking things are going to get better down the road. They're not, folks. They're headed one direction. Take all the information you can gather, think about it, ponder it, consider it, and you can see there and play it out in your mind. This is only going one way. It's going down. This country is going down. If you don't prepare for it as best you can, you're toast. Prepare to die. Because that is where they are fixing to take you.
Jason, we've got a call on hold. I don't know who it is, so if you could check and find out, that would be great, and then I can place that call on the air with Kyle. Kyle, several years ago, I announced my New Year's resolution right here on the air. And you were talking about tolerance. And I thought I needed to adjust my tolerance. Because my tolerance level was not adequate. So my New Year's resolution was to increase my intolerance. And every day I seem to be increasing my intolerance more and more and more. And these people who vote for this regime, and they, you know, what are they thinking? Because I'm going to give you a number. I'm going to give you some, well, maybe this is personal information. I'll do it anyway. We sold some cows. A whole year's crop of cows off our farm. Took a whole year to raise these cows. And when I tell you this number, you're going to be absolutely, positively shocked. I'm going to give you the gross number. We have, we received a check for $14,500. That is the gross amount of money that we received for the selling and raising and caring and nurturing and feeding our cows. $14,500. Now, the sale price was $15,500. But there were $1,000 worth of expenses, you know, to make sure our cows are in good shape and the auctioneer's fees and all that. So we came out with a gross amount of $14,500. We spend about $500 or more on salt, $1,500 a year on fuel. Actually, more than that. It's going to cost us $1,500 more for fuel. This $14,500 is getting pretty small, right? Then we have tractor tires, and we bought two new tractor tires. And, well, they were $1,000 for two tires. We're a tire dealer, and it costs us $1,000 to put two tires on the back of a 40-horsepower tractor. We put two tires on the back of a 100 horsepower tractor, and that was almost $2,000 for the tires. This equation does not work. We're going down, and the only thing the Finelli family can do is slow down the collapse. That's all we can do. We cannot fix this because we have morons running the show who have no idea how much damage they're doing. And then people make, I know people who make $75,000 a year going to a job where actually they don't go to a job, they work from home. And what do? They move the mouse every 15 minutes. So it appears that they're working. $75,000 a year. It's Joe's make work scheme. And are there a lot of people doing this? Yes. And what are they called? They're called government employees. And what do they get besides the 75 grand a year? They get health benefits, health insurance, and we're paying for all of it. That's what's happening. The small American farmer is doomed. Doomed. I've asked every small farmer I know. What's a small farmer? 250 acres or so. That's generally larger than most housing developments. It's typically the size of two housing developments or three. So the small family farm, the size of three housing developments, can't make it go. They have to have outside jobs. She has to work, he has to work, their children have to work just to pay to keep the farm. That's where it is. You know, those tractors that we have, they use oil. They need fan belts. They need, you know, all kinds of parts. So that $14,500, that does not cover the cost of operating the farm. It doesn't do it. And are we any different from everybody else? Absolutely not. We're all of us as small family farms are in the same boat. Unless some take government handouts and are being paid off for whatever reason. We're not. Our farm is not. Charles in Ohio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, we're back. And let me just, Charles will be with me in just a second. I just want to put this in very graphic terms. This is the plight of the small American farmer, and I'm not complaining. I chose this lifestyle. But I did a quick calculation during the break. The starting salary at Menards, you know, the big box store, it's like Lowe's or Home Depot, $17 an hour. So an employee working 40 hours a week would earn about $34,000, you know, doing whatever they do at Menards. Entry level. This is someone just starting at Menards. Starting at Menards. You get more if you can operate equipment, like, you know, forklift. $34,000. That's 2 1/3 times more than all four of us operating this farm got for selling a year's worth of cows. That's Mrs. Finelli and the two boys and me. The small family farm is done. It cannot succeed. Impossible. So I just wanted to put that in perspective. I am not complaining. I'm just telling you, we're done. The small family farm in general is done. I'm going to continue the fight because I like the lifestyle. But you can't make a living doing it. Charles, welcome. Charles in Ohio, USA Prepares Instructor. I'm with Kyle and me.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope everyone's well and under class. I just had comments on the U.S. International Code Council. They made new standards for the U.S. for home installation, the wiring. And they're making sure all homes are prepared to accept one electric vehicle. And they're saying that the cost is for new construction is something like $920 versus $3,500 for upgrade of an existing structure.
Well, you're absolutely right. A new breaker panel averages between $3,500 and $4,000. You know, if you just want your breaker panel upgraded, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah, so they're...
So, Charles, are you in the same camp that Kyle and I are in, that the grid cannot support this?
Oh, I very much agree. I think that, like you were just saying, that you're saying incompetence versus agenda. I think it's agenda, and I believe it was planned from the early 1900s. I think they want the ability to cut off our electricity at the press of a button rather than having to choke off the gas supply, because gas is ubiquitous now. So they want to make it, they want to put us all on the end of a power cord.
Okay, what you said is, there's a lot that's said between the lines of what you just said, Charles. For example, let me just explain what I think Charles is saying. If you buy propane class, and you have a propane tank and you own the tank, which we do here at the farm, and we fill that up, we own the propane, we store the propane, and we can use it as we see fit. And that can't be cut off from us, because we own it. We control it, and it's on the farm. But if you have electric heat instead of propane heat, and someone decides to, heck, shut off your smart meter remotely, and then you call up the electric company and say, hey, you know, we don't have any electricity, and they go, well, we'll have to look into it. We'll get back to you. They can shut you off remotely, and literally, there's nothing you can do. Nothing. Who are you going to complain to? Okay, if you have a tank of diesel fuel, same thing as the propane. You own it, you control it, and you use it as you see fit. Contrast that to electricity. So, do you have the internet? Does that go down every once in a while, class? Of course it does. Is it frustrating? Of course it is. Do you like it? No, of course you don't like that when it happens. You are, if you are at the end of a power cord, you're at their mercy. You're absolutely at their mercy. The internet has a kill switch. If the country, if the guys at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue decide to shut off your internet, you don't have internet, period. That's it. And you don't get it back until they say you're getting it back. Yeah? Same thing with electricity. That's why you need to become independent as you can. Charles, back to you.
Absolutely. They know, I mean, they looked at, they had the rural electrification program, and it's just like a drug. They get us all addicted to this cheap power, and then they take control of it.
And it's not cheap anymore, because I looked at my grandparents' electric bill. It was $7, S-E-V-E-N, dollars, for a month, you know, back in the 1950s and 1960s. How much is it now, class? Well, you use more electricity, that's for sure, because it's a drug and you get addicted to it. Charles, you're right on the money, in my opinion. Kyle, you've got the last word.
Anything, folks, that is given to you free isn't free and can be taken. You better think about it.
Yeah. Very serious class today. And this isn't opinion. We gave you facts.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.